judiciary has a duty and task to punish murder, hurt and homicide. But apparently there are different points of view if we look on the other side. At the cigarettes which lead to death over time, and regard the armaments sold with gain to those questionable countries that suppress people and rule with disdain. In the evening people sit there and look mesmerized at the screen as answers are being sought in quiz shows what this and that could mean. They don't think about the fact that few correct answers can make more money than most of us can make in months. The question is, do we find this really funny? Also in newspapers or on television, constructive things are not defined. You're not asked if you like it. The press leaves all scruples behind. What we need is motivation, positive thinking, courage and trust. No devastating news, no depressing facts, no darkening dust. Advertising promises youth and beauty, health and power and success. We should buy and use these items. They want to bring us growth and happiness. They arouse feelings of envy and activate desire and greed. The process is often very subtle. They convince us all these things we will need. The state sets the tax on all obligations it has to serve and that it should guarantee. But there are some of high elected officials who believe that they are right and free to waste tax money as they see fit. Consequences are rarely drawn in the free economy. Tatters would fly in such circles. Some of the bonds would be torn.